Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, I was trying to find out what this charge was on my bank account.
All right, what's your shipping zip code?
I'm sorry?
What's your billing zip code?
21409.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Randolph. And the last name is R-O-W-E-L.
You said, what's your first name?
Randolph.
Okay, it's not showing in that. What's another first name?
Randy?
No, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
No, it's not showing in that either.
Then I don't know who it would be under. The amount is $59.89.
Oh, well, maybe that's not you. I'm not sure. What's your Beth contact phone number?
What is this company, first of all? What is this?
We just apply for online vendors. You just have to give me your information. If I can pull up an account, I'll tell you what the charge is for.
What do you mean? I mean, I had this on my bank, and I can't figure out what it is.
If I pull up the charge for you, then I can tell you what it's for, but I can't do that without your information.
What information do you need? I mean, you got my bank account. You charged something.
I mean, I don't have anything pulled up as of now. What is your phone number?
443-994-3817.
Okay, and what's, like I said, the first name is the issue that I'm having. What other first name would this be showing in?
Well, it could be under D-E-E, or my wife's, D-E-S-H-I-R-L-E.
Yes. All right, and then verify the address for security purposes.
2134 Mulberry Hill Road, Annapolis, Maryland.
Okay, so I have an account pulled up here. So it looks like here it's showing whoever names that in. Looks like it's showing they took a survey to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through a sweepstakes entry. Are you aware of that?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Took a survey to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through a sweepstakes entry.
Oh, my husband did that, yes.
Okay, yeah, so when he did that, he has to read what's called terms and conditions. It tells you that when you put your information in to try to win that entry, it automatically enrolls you into a Bites Hub meal planning app subscription, and it's
$59.89. What? So
yes,
it automatically enrolls him in this plan that takes out money out of his account for that?
That is correct. Yeah, it's a meal planning app, and it takes it out every 30 days.
For what reason?
It's a meal planning app.
Oh, well, we want to cancel that. That was a mistake.
I would like to credit. You took it out too much. I don't even know what it is. So if you could just credit us. I never used it. Never heard of it.
Well, that's what you authorized. The only thing that we can do is cancel you out. We don't take the charge off.
Why not? If I haven't used it.
Because that's what you authorize. We don't know if you use the app or not, but if it's you've been billed, that's what we're going to charge you for.
So how do we get rid of the charge for something? Who do we contact? If you can't do it, who do we contact?
We are the company.
Well, I'm
what is the name of the company, though?
We're just a third party. It would be whoever he signed up through.
Well, what's the name of your company? You can't give me the name? Is that what you can't do? Or?
There's no name. We're just supply for online vendors. There's just different companies. I mean, what's showing on your bill? I'm not sure what is it showing.
What bill?
Whatever he was billed for the $59. What's the name that's showing?
You said Wellness Connect.
Okay, well, that's the company that billed you. We just do handle the billing for them.
All right, but where did that come from? I think it's
I'm not sure.
We think it's fraud, so we're going to stop payment on it. But
let's cancel that.
But how do we, for you, when you're saying there's nothing you can do on your end?
I mean, I can cancel the subscription out for you.
Yes, we want to cancel it because I don't think he's not going to do any meal plan or whatever it was. That doesn't even make sense to us.
Yeah, the information is on there. I'm sure he just probably didn't read it. That's why.
Oh, my gosh. Don't sign up.
Yes.
Something's free, but nothing is free.
Yes, and they do tell you to also make sure that you read closely to the terms before you submit your order, because if we give you that information, letting you know we're going to bill you that every month.
That's crazy. Okay. Well, we'd like to cancel that.
Let me check something for you. Yeah, I'm going to cancel it out. Let's see. So what I can do is I will cancel it out, and I'll see if maybe I can just refund that last charge for you.
That would be great. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Just one second. Just 1 second, I'm almost done getting that done for you. One second, I'm almost done.
All right.
All right, you ready to write down the cancellation number?
All righty.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation. The number is going to be 920.
All right.
587.
Okay.
341.
C as in Council, 920-587-341.
Yes, that is correct.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. And allow the refund 3 to 5 business days to process on your Visa card.
All right. Thank you.
Are you so welcome? Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.